Roman's Product Management Podcast. A learning roadmap for product people. Working in product management can be very rewarding, but it can also be very challenging. One of the reasons is the diverse skill set that is needed to succeed as the person in charge of the product. To acquire and deepen the skills, you will benefit from a focused learning plan. In this episode, I discuss such a plan in the form of a learning roadmap. I explain what a learning roadmap is, how you can create one, and how you can effectively put the plan into action and become an even better product professional. So let's start with an overview of the learning roadmap. Like a modern product roadmap, a learning roadmap states the specific outcomes or benefits you'd like to achieve to become a more competent product person, and it captures them as learning goals. These help you direct your learning efforts, track progress, and measure how much you have learned. To make these ideas more concrete, let's discuss what such a roadmap might look like. Now, I like to use the following four rows on a learning roadmap. The first row describes the dates or timeframes when the learning goals should be met. I usually find that quarters work well, but you can, of course, use shorter timeframes if you believe that you can meet your learning goals more quickly. The second line then names the skills areas the learning goals belong to. I'll say more about these skills areas shortly. But for example, you might want to use a strategy as the skills area for the first two quarters, and then for the last two, it might be leadership. The third row contains the most important information. It lists the learning goals you want to achieve. For instance, the first goal might be able to create a strategy for a new product. And the second might say, be able to apply the product lifecycle model. The third one might state, be able to involve stakeholders in product decisions without making weak compromises. And the fourth one finally might say, become better at listening to stakeholders and understanding their needs and goals. The fourth and final line states how you intend to meet the learning goals. For example, to be able to create a strategy for a new product, which was the first learning goal I stated, you might list the following three items: strategy definition and template, discovery and validation methods, and books and training course. The first two items refer to specific topics that have to be covered to achieve the learning goal. The last one, books and training course, refer to the learning measures you want to use to acquire the necessary skills. The learning roadmap I just sketched is based on my Go product roadmap template, which I describe in detail in my book Strategize, in several blog articles, and in a YouTube video. I've simply reused the first four elements or rows of the Go roadmap, but I've omitted the last one, the metrics. However, if you find them helpful, then just add a fifth row to your learning plan and state the success criteria you'd like to apply in order to judge if you've met the goals. A learning roadmap like the one described offers four benefits. First and foremost, it gives you a goal-directed plan that focuses your learning efforts. Many learning plans I have seen were just a list of learning measures. They lacked clear, achievable learning goals that built on each other and described a meaningful learning journey. Second, a learning roadmap allows you to leverage your product roadmapping skills and use them to create an actionable learning plan. For example, the guidelines I've developed for the Go product roadmap can be directly applied to a learning roadmap that is based on it. Third, capturing the plan as a roadmap concisely describes the learning path you want to take, and it nicely visualizes it. And fourth, a goal-oriented outcome-based roadmap is compatible with OKRs. You can view the goals as objectives and the dates, topics, and learning measures as key results. And this can help you tie individual learning goals to team and department goals, particularly if your organization uses objectives and key results. Now that we've looked at what a learning roadmap is, let's explore how you can create one. To build a learning roadmap, take the following three steps. First, reflect on your current product management skills and determine any gaps and shortcomings in your current skill set. Second, identify the right learning opportunities. Third, derive the right learning goals, put them on your roadmap, and add the additional information. Now let's look at these three steps in more detail, starting with the first one. To analyze your current product management skills, I recommend reflecting on your tactical skills, strategic skills, and leadership skills. Tactical skills include the ability to create user models and personas, stock prioritize, update, and refine the product backlog, capture user stories, apply the right solution validation techniques, for example, using a product demo, usability test, and early release, and have a rough understanding of how the product is designed and architected. The strategic skills comprise the capabilities to create, validate, and evolve an effective product strategy, develop, review, and update an actionable product roadmap, use the right key performance indicators or KPIs for your product, and choose the right business model and create a financial forecast. The leadership skills, finally, include the ability to empathize even with seemingly difficult users and stakeholders, to actively listen to users, stakeholders, and development team members, to set the right goals, from the product vision to individual sprint goals, to resolve disagreement and conflict, and to effectively involve stakeholders and development team members in product decisions. Now, as a digital product management, but I'd also argue product management in general, is a diverse and comparatively young profession, it is completely normal to have gaps or shortcomings in your product management knowledge and skill set. You might find, for instance, that you know what information an effective product strategy should contain, but that you are not able to create such a plan on your own. If that's the case, then don't feel bad. Instead, recognize that you've just discovered a learning opportunity that will help you become an even better product professional. Step 2 is selecting the right learning opportunities. Once you understand your current skills, decide which learning opportunities you want to take. While I generally believe that it is helpful to acquire a balanced product management skill set and cultivate tactical, strategic, and leadership capabilities, I do recommend that you use your current job as well as any career progression plans you might have to determine the right learning goals. So here's how you can do this. Identify the skills that will help you be even more successful in your current job or allow you to take on a new role. For instance, if you want to move into a more senior product role, you are likely to benefit from strengthening your strategy and leadership skills. Then compare the desired skills to your actual ones and select those learning opportunities that will help you be more successful in your current or in your new role. Step 3 is creating the learning roadmap. Now, you should be in a position to formulate specific and realistic learning goals based on the learning opportunities you've identified. And when you do this, then please don't be overambitious. You should be able to achieve the learning goals if no unforeseen events unfold. Add the goals to your learning roadmap and order them so that they build on each other and a clear learning path becomes visible. Then determine timeframes, topics, and learning measures and include them on the plan. That's it. You're now ready to embark on your new learning journey. Now, having a plan is all well and good, but if you don't follow it, your learning roadmap is useless. And the issue is, of course, that as the person in charge of the product, you have plenty of other tasks apart from meeting your learning goals. There is a product that has to be managed, support queries and sales requests that have to be answered, a product roadmap and a product backlog that have to be updated, questions from the development team members that have to be addressed, and stakeholder requests that have to be dealt with, to name just a few other common duties. It's therefore easy to deprioritize or neglect your learning goals to make time for other, more urgent tasks. But don't make this mistake. You'll hamper your own professional development and be most likely less productive and effective in the future. Instead, block time in your calendar to carry out the relevant learning tasks, especially when they involve some form of self-study like reading a book or a blog post and watching a video. I recommend setting aside at least 1 hour per week. Ring-fence this time and only sacrifice it in truly exceptional circumstances. Additionally, reflect on your learning progress at least once per month. Review how much headway you've made towards the current learning goal and update your learning roadmap if that's required. This will help you successfully complete your learning journey and become an even better product professional. I hope you found my advice helpful. You can learn more about developing product management skills and creating learning plans by attending my product leadership workshop and by reading my book, How to Lead in Product Management. Thank you for listening.